the trainers here are very conscious of not lecturing, because technology is something that you learn by doing it. Okay, so the presentation is really more of the trainer sharing the things that they know, the things that they've read, and then demonstrations. We will also have practical hands-on sessions. This is when you will sit behind the computer and do exercises. Most of the exercises will be structured. There will be instructions. Some of the exercises will be more free-flowing, just general instructions. Okay, we will also have small group discussions and of course, open forum. And then we will have the group work. Okay, the idea in the group work is all of us, at the end of the training, will have produced a simple website. But rather than each individual working on one website, we will work in small groups. So that the group work is an intrinsic or an organic part of the learning process. Workshop project, or particularly to the workshop project. The workshop project, or the what is expected of the participants, the groups, is a web-based information service focusing on the Beijing Plus 5 review process. And another method or process is creating a post-training action plan. So we will also attempt to come to a consensus about what we want to do as a group and even as individuals after the training. So, what is your role after the workshop? Oops. Okay. This is desirable role, of course. I mean, as trainers, we cannot tell you, okay, this is what you should do. This is sort of more like desirable role. One is, we would like to see the participants actively participating in the creation of a regional information network for the BPFA review process. We would also feel very happy if the participants, no, or some of you, or most of you, could actively participate in the development of the regional website. As information workers, there are many things we can actually do. Specifically, one is in helping develop the regional website. There is an existing prototype regional website for the Beijing review process, no, for Women 2000, and later in the week you will be able to see it and try it out, and we will actually be using it in one of the group discussions, sort of like a case study. So, and then finally, and this for me personally, this is for me the most important, well, perhaps not the most important, but for at least for me, it's for the participants to be able to pass on the knowledge or the skills that you will learn here by training and assisting other women and by promoting the values of open sharing of information and resource. Okay, workshop resources. We actually have resources aside from those two sheets of paper. Okay, the paper training kit. The paper training kit is it's a binder like that. It's an open binder. So it's not, what do you call it?
The blue one.
It's a white one, actually. But it's not bound, it's not fixed. No, so every day, we have decided that instead of giving the whole kit in one fell swoop or in one time, every day, at the end of the day, we will give the materials for the day. This is to encourage the participants to focus on the day's work. Because the bulk of our learning, or the main portion of our learning process, is not actually going to be not the reading and the listening to the trainers. It's really going to be the hands-on exercises and the group work. So, and the training kit is designed so that even after the training, you can go back and review and try the exercises again. And it can also be, it's also designed for easy sharing with other, if you want to conduct your own training, actually, the training kit can is designed to be able to, as a starting, a good starting point for training. The same paper training kit, it has an online version. So all throughout the training days, you will have the paper, and you will also have the online version. So you can actually go see both materials in two mediums. And then we have the web server. Now, why am I including the web server? The web server is a computer which sits in one of the rooms here, and it has all the web. It's UpWin's web server. I'm including it here because the web server is where we will put all our the products of our exercises and also the group work. So, and also, you will, in one of the sessions, we will actually teach you how to upload information on the web server. So, the web server is part of our resources. But of course, also the network computers. After lunch, we will move to the computer center, to the computer room, and you will see the network computers. Mailing list. Of course, you here have a lot of you have already signed in the introduce set yourselves in the A-Work. What do we call it? So we will. For this training, we have set up two other mailing lists for us to use during the whole duration of the training this week. So, in the next session, actually, the group communication session, this will be further explained. And then we hope. We also hope to put the training kit along with other materials in the CD-ROM, which you can bring home with you. So all the reading materials plus the softwares that we will be using for the whole training week. So if you want to actually go back to the exercises that we did, you can. And you can share the CD-ROM with other members of your organization. Then, of course, the trainers, the resources, and the participants. Last but not the least, of course, the participants. Especially since you will be staying in one, in that nice, beautiful, look in the. The trainers are, because we cannot all fit in Sukintang, the trainers are staying in another place, but it's just a 5-minute walk from here. So in the evening, you will not find us. So it's really the participants, you will have to help each other out. And especially the way that our training is designed, probably a lot of the evenings, or maybe, depends on you actually, but most of your evenings would be spent working. So you have each other. In the evening, we will not give you our address. So that's it. Okay. Finally, of course, we've introduced the trainers, we've introduced the steering committee, the organizing the host, the funders, even if they're not here. Of course, Angela is here, but she doesn't. Yeah, she doesn't represent. So the only people who have not introduced themselves are the participants. Of course, the trainers, we haven't also introduced ourselves, but at least they know us by face. And you can talk very fast, right? Okay, you have to raise your hand. Okay, for the introduction, we have sort of prepared, I've asked one of the participants, who is also my co-worker in ISIS, to assist me in the introduction. She will explain the process. But before I she explains the process, in our introduction, it would be nice if we could also hear from what we do in our station or in our own community, why we're here, what are expectations of the training, and what do we plan to do after the workshop. Aside from shopping, of course. What do we plan to do when we go back? So I'll call my lead, Toto. She's my co-worker in ISIS Manila, and she has been drafted to assist the training team actually in the introduction of the participants.
Maybe we can tell each other about ourselves. We will follow who we are, where we are from, what we do, why we are here. And the expectations we can write in the mangoes, in the fruits which we will attach there in the tree. And then later, as the training goes on, if our expectations are already met, we can take them off, and if we can find a basket, we can put the fruits in the basket. So